Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. As you know, I'm broadcasting live on the road. I'm in Houston, Texas, beautiful downtown Houston, Texas. This is one of my annual trips to Houston to support the great folks at Insperity. I've been doing this now. We're celebrating our 10th year working with Insperity. It's one of the best companies I've ever known in my life. And full disclosure, they're one of our sponsors, but still, you know, you know how it is, folks. You got to take care of your customers, and we love doing that. And one of the people that I care an awful lot about here at Insperity is the regional vice president for the New York area, the Northeast area. Denny McCormick is here. Dennis has been with the company a long time. He and I have known each other a long time, and I've always admired his work. And the way he brings along young salespeople and just keeps getting the job done for Insperity. So I've asked Dennis to join us and tell us a little bit about the secret to his success. Denny McCormick, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Are you having a good convention, aren't you?
Yes, we are. It's I think this is my 15th or 16th convention here in Houston, Texas. So always look forward to coming down to Houston.
So what is your geography?
We kind of manage in my area the New York, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, and New Jersey market for Insperity.
Kind of the quad state region, huh?
Sure. Have five, you know, district offices with a new one being added probably in Q2 of 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Also in the New York market.
Right. So what I wanted you to talk about this segment, Denny, and by the way, how many salespeople are in your region?
Right at about 40 salespeople.
Business Performance Advisors, they're called, BPAs.
Yes.
Some of them are certified Business Performance Advisors, which is a pretty unique designation, pretty significant designation. There's about 45 of those. If you had to... If knowing what you know about them and what their managers are telling them, in terms of your region, what would you say that your prospects and customers, your folks, what would you say they're telling you about the economy these days?
Well, you know, Jim, it's interesting. I think in the New York market, last quarter was probably the lowest unemployment rate in the past 6 or 7 years. So, We're seeing some growth within our client base. They're starting to hire a little bit more. Obviously, they've been through a lot though over the last 5, 6, 7 years, and
right.
They're starting to see a little bit more light at the end of the tunnel, where they're gaining business from contracts, and so because of that, they're able to add some people. And I'm also noticing a little bit more, just a little bit of an uptick in acquisitions. Some of our clients are acquiring companies basically even around the country here. And so I'm pretty happy to see that, because that kind of went down after 2008. Everything
right.
just kind of started to flatten out a little bit. But seeing a little bit of an uptick over the last, I would say over the last 6 to 10 months, starting to see a little bit of a change.
Well, that's really good news, Denny, because, and folks, one of the reasons why Denny's perspective is an excellent one is because Insperity works with companies with their HR resources, helping them with their HR resources and different services. And so you guys are plugging in where when the company flexes, they usually flex. One of the ways they flex a big time is with people, and moving people around, adding people. So you guys have your finger on that pulse. So that's the reason why Denny's perspective is such a good one, folks. So that's good news, Denny. It sounds like people are, you know, what we've done, I think, in the last 6 years, Denny, all of us, is we've reacted to growth potential, to opportunity, by seeing if our organization could absorb the new activity rather than hire or invest. It sounds like maybe on your correct. In your area, maybe people are proacting a little bit to opportunity. What do you think?
Well, you know, Jim, it's interesting because when we were going down a little bit as it relates to the economy, people that were in the workforce working for within the company, they were doing a little bit more. They were doing someone mm-hmm. else's job.
Right.
Some companies literally had to downsize throughout the years, and that added a little bit more work to the people that stayed
right.
within the company.
And we were asking our people to do a little bit more. Hold on to that thought, Denny. We'll take a quick break, folks, and come back and talk with Dennis McCormick. He's Regional Vice President with Insperity after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.